At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't think I can ever buy anything off of Facebook Marketplace again.
Oh, no.
That's a dangerous game.
Slacker, get the intro ready, please.
Yes. Oh God! I need more time.
You're
okay,
so unprepared.
I got it.
I always debate telling you or not, but I kind of like the panic.
I know, and I'm already playing it.
Oh.
It just fades in so slow.
With all the problems in the real world, Tia don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair. So let's get teed off with T-Hack.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
Buddy?
Yeah?
Okay.
All right. Normally, I've been on the good side of Facebook Marketplace. And I think the good side is when you're on the crap outside. Strangers show up to your house, give you money. And then
I
that's
don't
it.
Like
that's
it.
That's the end.
I don't
you
like
have
it
sold
either.
Stuff on?
Yes.
I don't like people coming to my house. I'd rather just give it away.
Oh, really? No,
yes.
A lot of times, people are really happy, especially, like, we've given away old furniture and stuff. Like
given.
But you let
well,
them.
Well, no, we've sold it. But, I mean, at a super discounted rate. It's kind of like, you're coming all the way here, you got, it's like, $20. I don't know.
Because right now, I have a mint condition, like, little girl's bike that my daughter has outgrown. And I'm like, someone could really use this.
You could also donate it to the police department.
I did not know that was a thing.
My mom donated mine. I'm still
bikes?
Angry about it.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Well, why maybe would Aaron would like your mint condition little girl bike.
I don't know. They like auction them for, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I also feel like we know a very young girl who might end up needing a bike.
Hazel's too little, and I've done this to him before. He'll take my, like my outdoor stuff.
Right.
But I don't think his wife wants me giving him kid stuff.
I am the hoarder where I just say yes to everything,
yes,
and then it has to pass the final test, which is
this is for like a 7-year-old girl.
Mm. Oh,
it's
yeah.
like okay. a, it's like a Huffy.
Oh yeah,
you know
she's
what I mean? And it's
that.
Pink with the basket. It's like
oh, I crashed one of those when I was younger. Yeah.
Do you want it?
through a hedge
okay.
into a fence.
Okay.
No, I don't tend
okay.
to get on bicycles.
Well,
often
I'm just
anymore.
Saying, like. I don't want anybody to come over, though. If I don't have any friends who need it, then I'll just throw it in a dumpster.
Really?
Instead, yes.
No,
why
it's
not
good.
Meet someone in like a public parking lot?
I don't
lot.
Even want to do that. I don't want to meet anybody. Oh. Do you want to meet somebody at Walmart?
If they're going to give me money for,
yeah.
for my old
yeah.
junk.
You
yeah.
understand this is how I ended up in the back room of somebody's house. Get buying
oh,
Legos
yeah.
off of Craigslist.
That's right.
And they locked the door behind me, and I was like, what are we doing?
But you got the Legos.
Yeah.
Eventually.
You had to take a bath with that guy.
They were in the bathtub.
Okay.
At a different time, I need this full story,
yeah, I'll
but
give
I
you the
really
whole story.
Want to go back
okay.
to TX.
Sorry.
So normally, and my wife's kind of doing it on her own. Sometimes I'll just show up after work, and she's like, oh. Sold something here, and she
you
just has
let
like
your
a little,
wife have strangers.
Well,
in
I don't know about it. She, that's because
oh my
that's
God.
Why. Okay?
Okay,
so but this time we're not on the good side of it. We're in the bad. What I think is the bad side, where you're out and you're buying something to bring home.
Yeah,
you're buying other people's junk.
Yes,
to bring to your house.
Tan in their garbage.
Yeah. So my daughter previously mentioned we need a bookshelf in her room, and my wife wants to paint it the same color as the wall. So she's just looking for like a cheap one. She doesn't want to buy a new one. So she finally it's been. Months and months that she's been scouring Facebook Marketplace. Oh. She finally found one. So she tells me, I found one. She gives me the address. It's $25. And she says, I've measured it. It's going to fit in our trunk because I have just a Honda. No, Hunt. She has a Honda. I have a Hyundai, just two sedans. So I'm like, okay. She says, I need you to pick it up because that's obviously I'm going to go. I'm not going to send her by herself. That
no.
feels. I already
rocking
don't like-
a whole $25 in your pocket.
Right.
Yeah.
So I travel. It's kind of far away from our house, a little further than she made it seem. So I finally get there, ring the doorbell. She's like, it's a woman. except a man answers. So now it's just the husband and the husband. It was the wives
doing
the deal.
Yeah.
Now it's the husband's executing the deal. So I show up. He's like, hey, I said, I'm here for the bookshelf. It's right there in the entryway. I'm like, that must be it. So we take it out to the car, load it in. It's not even close to fitting.
Oh, no.
Not even close. And the guy's looking at me like,
why'd you come here with a Hyundai?
Yeah, and I'm going, well, you know, my wife measured. She said it would fit, like, given the dimensions. And he's going, my wife's the one who posted. I don't know. Like, so now we're doing this thing where, like, one of our wives is very wrong.
And it's not yours.
But we're not going to say that.
No.
And then I'm going, well, I can't go home without this bookshelf. And he says, I can't go back in the house without the $25. Like, because the son was on the phone, and the son's like, Mom, like, we finally sold it. Like, they're so happy. Like,
oh,
they've been trying forever.
Gosh.
So I'm like, what are we? We're trying to put it in the back seat. It's even worse of a fit.
Dude, if it doesn't fit, it's not going to fit. Like, what do you, like, you're not.
I know. So we're out there, and we're doing the kind of dance of like, man, I wish I had a truck, because I could see he's got one parked there.
No.
I'm like, man, if I had a truck, you know? And he's like, yeah, you know, they are nice, but I'm not going to drive to wherever you.
So he wouldn't even offer, oh, for $25 now.
Right. Yeah, and then it's like, now we're negotiating a second deal of, well, what's the delivery charge for this thing? So finally he goes, I have an idea. He tries to unscrew the back plate thing of, because my seats are down in the back seat.
Unscrew something on the bookshelf, not your car.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Take apart the bookshelf, you idiot.
He's going, I'd rather take apart this loser's car than my bookshelf. Because
what? Oh my God, you're so dumb.
The thing's going to fall apart anyways. The bookshelf, like, this $25 is hanging by a thread that he knows he needs to keep the charade up before it falls apart so he can get the money. So it doesn't work because he's got my car's metric and he doesn't have the metric, the right tool. So finally, he says, I have one last thing. I have some straps. Some real deal truck. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. You're going to strap it on top of your car?
No, you did not drive
in
home
the
like
trunk,
that.
Sticking out with the open trunk, just wide open. So the bookshelf sticking out, but it's kind of strapped in. So he gives me the strap because he's so desperate that he's like.
He gives it. You don't have to bring it back to him.
No,
it's your strap.
Right.
Free for this $25 purchase.
Exactly. He's like, I have so many of them. And I feel bad now. I'm like, well, this seems like a nice strap. This seems like this isn't free. And he's like, just
please give
here.
Me the $25 and go away.
This bookshelf is not coming back inside. Right. So
then I had to drive the long distance with the bookshelf hanging out of my trunk and my trunk door wide open. And then as it's windy, the trunk's kind of slamming on the bookshelf. And then as I'm driving.
Could you not strap the trunk lid down as well?
Could've. I let the other guy do it because it's kind of like it's his strap.
It's your car! It's your bookshelf!
I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
His strap. I'll leave you there.
Yep. And as I'm driving home, I hear the strap come loose.
No! Stop! What did you do?
Pulled over, put my hazards on, which, by the way, your reverse camera doesn't work when your trunk is open because it's shooting up in the sky.
Is your bookshelf home or not? We need closure.
I got it home, but I rode basically holding the trunk like with my hand all the way in the back the rest of the way. And we got it home, and my wife's all happy, and I had to mention, like, hey, you know, it. You said you measured. I don't know. What is
this Slacker Show? Alice. 105.9.